Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to this, the latest episode of Living Clutter-Free Forever. I'm Caroline and I'm a KonMari consultant and professional organiser. And today is quite a serious topic because I would like to talk to you about Black Friday. Now, Black Friday is a term for the Friday after Thanksgiving in the United States. And it traditionally marks the start of the Christmas shopping season there. And many stores offer highly promoted sales at discounted prices, and they often open early, sometimes as early as midnight or even on Thanksgiving. And this is a tradition that has spread across the rest of the world. And even here in Germany, we are being bombarded with advertising for Black Friday deals because it's coming up really fast, like this coming Friday. Now, I've done a bit of research because I didn't really know the origins of Black Friday. And I found this text from an article titled How Black Friday Got Its Name, which is what I was looking for. And it was written by Coral Murphy Marcos in the New York Times on November the 26th, 2021. So I will read out what she wrote because it explains really well about the origins of Black Friday. Okay, here we go. Black Friday began in Philadelphia in the 1960s. Tourists would descend on the city on the day between Thanksgiving and the annual Army-Navy football game held on Saturday. Historians say the Philadelphia police took to calling the day Black Friday because officers had to work long hours and deal with terrible traffic, bad weather, and other crowd-related miseries. Local retailers wanted to draw in shoppers that day, but they disliked the term because of the connotation from the word black in front of a day of the week, which historically has been used to mark unpleasant events. One was Black Tuesday, the day of the stock market crash of 1929, and another Black Monday, the day in 1987 when the market lost more on a percentage basis than on any day in 1929. Retailers tried to rebrand the holiday Big Friday, but were unsuccessful. Businesses later reclaimed the name Black Friday, saying the day was when stores' books went from red ink to black. So that's the basis of the history of Black Friday and where it all started. But as I said at the beginning, it's now spread across the world and it has become a consumer fest. And it's chaotic and it's putting pressure on us all to spend money. And I like to call it the Black Friday frenzy because it's suddenly panic buying because we're worried we're not going to get these things at this low price anymore. So there's this huge consumerism and things that are flying off the shelves. And of course, for the last number of years, we've had very strong online shopping as well, are things like Nintendo Switch, the Apple Watch, iPhones, AirPods. They're claiming the top spots for the Black Friday product searches. And then you have brands like Nike, Zara, Lululemon. Apparently, they're the ones that are most searched with in conjunction with Black Friday. However, Black Friday goes against the KonMari principle of cherishing what truly sparks joy. We are falling into the trap of buying things because we think we're getting a good deal when we don't necessarily really need it. And the KonMari method places an emphasis on mindful and intentional buying and curating your belongings and ensuring that in the long run, you're saving yourself time and money. So I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about Black Friday today from a KonMari perspective and share some tips on how to apply the KonMari principles to your shopping habits. Now, I am guilty of once making a Black Friday purchase, but it was something that I had planned for in advance. I had for a long time been wanting to have a robot vacuum. My husband was very against this idea because he felt they were expensive and we could just as well do it ourselves. But it was at a time when I was starting to try to grow my organizing business and I wanted to free up some time during the day where the vacuuming would be done when I perhaps was recording a podcast episode. So as I'm recording this one, my vacuum is running around upstairs. So now I've already let the cat out of the bag that I did get one. And I did a lot of research. I looked into which brand I wanted to get, and I made sure that I had a budget that I was happy to stick to, and I wasn't going to go over it. So I went on to Amazon before Black Friday, and I put the product that I wanted into my shopping basket. And the idea was that I was going to go back in on Black Friday and see what the reduction was and then purchase it. So I got all that set up. I went back in there on Black Friday and there had been no reduction on the model that I wanted. None whatsoever. So I thought, oh, this is not good. So I went onto Amazon and I searched for the same make of robot vacuum. And lo and behold, their most expensive model was in the Black Friday deal and had been reduced to just slightly less as my maximum budget had been. So I ended up buying the most expensive model for the same price that I had planned to spend on the other model. And I was able to get myself a really good deal on a robot vacuum. But I was very intentional about it. And I knew in advance what it was I was going to buy and what my budget was. And I knew that this one item would definitely spark joy for me and make a major difference in my life. And it has. And my husband has to concede that it's one of the best purchases we have ever made. The danger is when you go onto a website like Amazon or you go into Walmart on the day of Black Friday, and suddenly you see this amazing thing you'd never even thought about having, and it's really, really reduced, and you end up buying it. And because of that, you end up bringing things into your home that you don't really need, that don't really serve your ideal lifestyle. And of course, even though you've got it cheap, it has still cost money. And research shows that a lot of these items bought on Black Friday will actually just end up taking up space in the home and never really being used. So it's important to be clear about whether the idea of Black Friday deals will really bring you real value. And it's always a good idea to be looking at the prices a few months in advance of the item that you want and looking if really you are getting a really good deal on Black Friday. I personally think that as women, we are very highly targeted by marketing during Black Friday. It tends to be products for the home that are very strongly reduced. And then clothing items, beauty items, things that we don't necessarily really need. But when we see it very reduced, we're thinking, oh, perhaps I do need that after all. One time where it might be a good idea is if you have got an item that perhaps a member of your family has said they would love to have for Christmas, and it's an expensive item, then having that in the shopping basket and seeing if the price gets strongly reduced on Black Friday, you may end up being able to do your Christmas shopping cheaper than if you didn't buy on Black Friday. But again, that's being intentional about your buying. So let's just imagine that Black Friday's been and gone and we've got a bit carried away. buying things that we hadn't actually intended to, but getting sucked in by the marketing and the low pricing. What happens then? There tends to be some buyer's remorse, and there tends to be an increase of clutter in the home. So there are two things you can do. You can give the item some time and decide if you really are going to be using it or not. If in your heart of hearts you know you're not, you can either return it if it's within the given time, or you could try selling it and getting your money back for it. Maybe you'll even make a little bit more back because you got it at a really reduced price. That's one possibility. That's where Black Friday and selling things on sometimes is a good thing. And if you have brought an item into the home and you decide you do want to keep it, then perhaps have a look if there's something else in your home that you really aren't using that you can let go of. So I'm thinking perhaps if you've got sucked in and you've bought an air fryer online on Black Friday, you hadn't intended to, but you've bought an air fryer. They're really big. So perhaps there is something else in your kitchen, a larger electrical item that you have, like, I don't know, a juicer or a smoothie maker, something that's been standing in the cupboard and never gets used. Potentially, you could decide to declutter that item and sell it and make space for the air fryer that you've accidentally bought online in a moment of buying excitement. So, my practical tips for if you do want to participate in Black Friday sales: set yourself a budget. That's the first thing. Have an allocated amount of money that you know you're not going to go over. I was talking with someone in a meeting online the other week, and she did actually say she sets herself a budget and says, okay, this is how much money I have to spend on Black Friday for doing like the Christmas shopping and things that they need for in their home. Then be very intentional about what it is you want to buy. Do your research before. Which brand is it you want to buy? Which model is it you want to buy? And put these things into the shopping baskets in advance, if that's possible, if they have online shops. And then go in on the day and make a decision whether there has been enough of a discount to warrant you still buying that item. So set yourself these boundaries and have a shopping plan. And when you do that and focus on acquiring items that genuinely spark joy for you, then there is also joy in Black Friday. Where there is no joy is where you're buying things that you don't really need. It's also worth mentioning that these tips can be applied to any time you need to do shopping for an item for your home. It doesn't just need to apply to Black Friday. It's something that really needs to be taken on board and applied the whole year round. Now, this has been a short and sweet episode today, and I wanted to keep it that way because I wanted to just come on today and remind you about the benefits of applying the KonMari principles to your shopping habits. Don't get sucked in on Black Friday. Make sure that you are buying things that you really need and that you are genuinely getting a good deal for it, and that you're bringing things into your home that your family need, that support your ideal lifestyle, or that genuinely spark joy for you. Now, I am going to be doing quite a lot in my stories this coming week about Black Friday and putting some polls up. So come and follow me on Instagram. I'm at caro.thor. I would love to have you following along on Instagram. Join in my polls and let's see what your shopping habits are come Black Friday. It will be really fun to see what everyone's up to and what everyone's feelings about Black Friday are. So come join me at Instagram at caro.thor. So for those of you that have Thanksgiving this week, I wish you a wonderful time. Enjoy Black Friday when it comes along. Just don't get too carried away. And I will be back with a wonderful episode next week. So until next time.
If you've enjoyed this episode,
please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.